And thank you so much for tuning in to your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak. And there is an event coming up that is an effort to get drugs off the street. If you have prescription medicines and other items that perhaps are expired or you no longer need, here to tell us about that event, we have Stephanie Hackett, Carlos Weimer, and Daryl Nichols, and we may have a few more people joining us across the way. Good morning to everyone.
Morning. Hey, good morning, Maria. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. And maybe, Carlos, you could start off and tell us what this sort of event is about and how all these groups are collaborating.
Yeah. And I'll take one step further back, and I might even chime in. Romanda, our director of the coalition, the Wellness Coalition. So as you, Maria, probably already know, and just for our listeners who maybe don't know, the Wellness Coalition acts as an umbrella corporation for other nonprofits. One of the other coalitions within the coalition itself is the group that is here now, is the Peers Group. And we focus on substance use prevention methods in youth and around the community. And so that's why we're here for Drug Take Back Day, which is this Saturday, the 24th. From 10 to 2, well, really, actually, 24 hours, Daryl can go into this, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have a disposal bin located in the police department. So, but National Prescription Take Back Day is this Saturday, the 24th. So we're promoting that.
Okay. And can you explain, can someone explain what is the Peers Group?
Yeah, the Peers Group, it used to be called the Substance Abuse Task Force. So for those of you familiar with that group, did a rebranding, a renaming. It's now called Peers, which is short for Prevention, Intervention, Education, Recovery, and Support.
Okay, and this is a national campaign that you're joining in on for this weekend. Would someone like to, I guess, explain a little bit about that and why this effort, I guess, is focused? Does that really help get people thinking about it and thinking about returning drugs?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I was just even to see, I was looking at Daryl there, and he was looking like he might have some words to say, but that's exactly right. So the point of the campaign is to get the message out there that extra and unused prescription pills are a hazard to not only the home, but to the community, as falling into the wrong hands. And Stephanie can tell us about this more, being the pharmacist. But these drugs are really dangerous and lethal and shouldn't be left open for the taking. So that's exactly right, Maria. We want to get that message out that we don't want these hazards just left in the home, available and accessible. We want to rid ourselves of these extra burdens and just keep, you know, our homes and our community safe.
Okay, let me go to you, Stephanie Hackett. As a pharmacist, how are you viewing this problem? And what is your role in this task force to help?
Hey, so yeah, I absolutely agree. Any medications that aren't being used, I mean, at best, they can get into the wrong hands and people can be taking, like, say, an antibiotic that's unnecessary. But at worst, some of them can be really dangerous. Some of them can definitely even be lethal if they get it in the hands of children or pets. We want our community to be safe, and we want to just absolutely get rid of these. So we always try to direct people to the police station whenever they have medications that need to be taken back. Of course, we can't take them back at the pharmacies, but we do try to direct people to the places that they can safely get rid of them, because it's absolutely our goal as well to make sure that there aren't unused prescriptions of any sort hanging around people's houses.
And let me ask you, Daryl Nichols, from the police perspective, how has this program been working? I know that you have the collection bin out in the kind of lobby zone where people can just drop things off. Is that working? Are people dropping things off?
Yeah, individuals come in actually periodically throughout the year because they know the bin is there, that it's available in the lobby, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. at the Ketchikan Police Department to aid community members to be able to drop and dispose of unused medications on their schedule. And the drug take back is all about bring, you know, too often we see things, we just kind of forget about things. It's something we do, okay, we might remember, well, I need to get rid of those medications. And the whole idea between the drug, bringing up the drug take back day is awareness, is to remind people to, hey, go back and look through that medicine cabinet and take those medications that maybe you haven't touched in months or maybe even a year that are still lingering around, which can also pose a hazard for young people possibly experimenting and doing things that they shouldn't. And again, if they're things, it's medications you've forgotten about and you're not paying attention to, if heaven forbid that you have a young person or anyone that may be experimenting or indulging, that you won't notice that those medications are dwindling down or so forth. So it's important to bring the awareness to say, hey, go back. This is just another reminder for people to look in that medicine cabinet, look what you're not using, what's old and everything, throw it in there, take it down to the police department, walk in the lobby, and it's just like a mailbox. You pull the lever down, you drop it in, and you're done. And those drugs are later incinerated. So it's a great thing for the community, and we just want to keep people safe and in our community.
And it's a good idea to periodically go through your medicine cabinet or wherever you're keeping things and see if things have expired. Maybe you needed it for a specific pain that you had at some time, but then now you don't, and it's just been sitting there. And so also good to just make sure if you've got expired things or things you don't need, just increasing that awareness. Are there issues with people, you know, getting into medications or perhaps even taking medication, you know, stealing? Is that a big problem in this community?
I wouldn't say, I mean, not necessarily a big problem, but it does occur, obviously, from time to time. And we just want to be, we want to be diligent in making sure that we don't give those opportunities for anyone that maybe you have visitors in your home that that may have issues that they're dealing with, and maybe they may use your restroom and go through your medicine cabinet, or people, you know, again, heaven forbid, young people experimenting and stuff. So it's not a real prevalent problem, but it does occur on occasion, and we just want to be on top of things and be diligent to make sure that we keep these people safe.
And I understand that these get incinerated. Is this something that people should turn anything in, or is it just certain medications? So, I mean, just as an example, if you have just old expired aspirin or something, should you just throw that in the trash, or should you dump that in the box? Are there certain medications that obviously a prescription drugs need to go in there, but are there other medications maybe you have around the home that it would be wise to take those there too, maybe even antihistamines or who knows what? But any thoughts about that?
Yeah. Maria, that's a great bit. I'll just touch on this one real fast. I got some feedback on my end here. You're exactly right. So some medications are harmful to the environment. I'm fairly certain, I'll let Daryl finish on that. I'm pretty sure you can put anything you want into that box and have it be incinerated. But at the same time, if you, which is the police department is a great place to go to because there's nobody there watching you. There's nobody taking notes or gonna arrest you or anything like that. It's a safe place. It's easy to go into, no problems at all. But yeah, we don't want to be disposing, and Stephanie can maybe back me up on this too, disposing of prescription drugs or any drugs in the environment because they will harm the environment. So we'll also be giving away on a drug take back day on Saturday, drug disposal kits, where you can actually put your medicine inside a pouch. And here I am showing you guys on screen what our listeners can't see, right, with my hands. So, but mixing it in the pouch, and Stephanie, maybe you can help me out here with that process and how that works. So it deactivates it essentially.
Yeah, it, the pouches contain some ingredients. You usually mix it with some water along with the contents of the packets. And then it pretty much just makes the medication unusable, can kind of dissolve it and just make it just generally unusable because it
neutralizing it, so to speak.
Makes it unappetizing to where somebody can't just go and take the medication is what I'm trying to get at. Don't know why I had such a hard time getting that out, but but yeah, it essentially makes it to where you can't use it. It has something disgusting in there, so where even if it is something, say, that somebody might get a high off of, they're not going to be able to even use it. So kind of inactivates it. Okay. And it is absolutely important to get rid of everything, even like vitamins or things that you might not think of as harmful. A lot of times people think it's okay to like flush them down the toilet. They're out of people's hands. But that's actually a misconception. It still is not safe to flush things down the toilet because it can get into water supply. So it is important to take them to the box so that they can be incinerated.
And I know all that goes out into the ocean as well. And they do find, outlets that oftentimes high concentrations of medicines.
Absolutely.
So we know about the drop box at the police station. You also mentioned distribution of those neutralizing bags. Are there going to be events around town, or is it just at the police station? Are there various activities going on Saturday?
Well, due to COVID restrictions, we've been restricted a little bit and the things that we can do for the day. But we will be set up with our friends over at Alaskan and Proud with Rotary Youth, mixing those two words up there. So Rotary Youth and some of the peers group will be at inside A&P from 10 to 2. And we'll have those drug disposal kits there ready to give away. And then as we're doing now, just inform people about the day, the process, and the dangers of unused or expired prescription drugs. So we'll be there advocating and handing out disposal kits at our friends at Alaskan and Proud. And we'll also have a table set up at the plaza as well. So those are our two locations. And other than that, it'll be smaller than other years. I know the police station has been involved more so in previous years. But this year, we're just going to have to take what we can get and get the word out the best that we can.
Okay, great. Is anyone else have anything else you'd like to add? Okay. Sounds good. Again, reminder, this event is this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But again, if you have vitamins, medications, anything that you want to dispose of, that box is open 24/7 at the police station on the corner of Grant and Main Streets. Thank you again, Carlos Weimer, Daryl Nichols, and Stephanie Hackett.